We're going to celebrate the gospel together as a body of believers. I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion, bread, juice, those reminders of the gospel, that Jesus' body was broken, that his blood was poured out, because that's what I deserve. The cross is what I deserve. The wrath of Almighty God for eternity is what I deserve. And the eternal Son took that wrath on himself, absorbed that wrath, stood as the only substitute that could bear in his body the wrath of God against my sin. He paid the price in full and offers me forgiveness, reconciliation, relationship as a gift, simply to be received, not earned, received by faith. Have you received the gift? If not, cry out to him right here, right now. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I deserve, I understand what the cross is all about, the message of the cross. It seemed maybe foolish, but I'm beginning to see the beauty of what Jesus did there. Would you forgive me of my sins? Would you make me new inside? And be, as God is, lavish, rich, abounding in generosity towards sinners like me, generous with that message. There's people you know that need to hear. Make it your heart's desire, your prayer to God for them, that they may be saved, and allow him to use you as an instrument as he leads by his Spirit to speak truth, to speak hope, to speak life and light into their darkness, and trust that God will do his work because he's mighty to save. So let's treasure the gospel together as we serve. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're depending on Jesus alone, take bread, take juice. Reflect on what the gift that he's given you as you hold those in your hand. Once we've all been served as a body, we'll take those together and remember, celebrate the gospel together. Lord, we are so thankful that when we were without hope, and without God, with our own gods of our own design, you made a way for us to know you through the cross, because that's what we all deserve. Lord, we do not want to be those who are enemies of the cross, who reject the only way. And we do not want to be enemies of the cross who refuse to allow our lives to be shaped and patterned by the cross. As you laid down your life in humble, self-sacrificial service for the good of others, Lord, I pray that that would, by your Holy Spirit, that you would work that in us, that we would be characterized by that same kind of humble, self-sacrificial service for the good of those around us. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the good news that we can enjoy relationship with you forever because our sins are taken and paid for. Help us to live gospel-shaped, cross-shaped lives. And Lord, I pray that you would use us in the lives of people around us to point them to the hope that we've found in you. Thank you. Help us to treasure the gospel today. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash our sins away. Drink.